It's Alzheimer's, What They Forget to Tell You, episode 34. Can you believe that?
I can. Oh, okay. Welcome back! Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Thought we were just going to sit here.
Look what she brought back with me. But I will say she's a drinker. You'll see why.
You can't see. There's a glare.
Good work.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravada. Bravo.
Thank you.
She just came back from Paris. Oh, somebody asked me. I just noticed from the last podcast. Jose de Guerre.
Oh, would you stop? Stop it. Do not pronounce people's names when they come on.
Why?
That's not your job.
Excuse me?
Just look.
Anyway.
So ridiculous.
Somebody asked me on the last podcast in the comment section.
Uh-huh.
If I spoke French.
Do you?
Bien sûr.
So why didn't you sing happy birthday in French?
Bonne fête.
Oh my god, I was just
à toi. Bonne fête à toi. I also have a Spanish version. Would you like the French?
No, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Cumpleaños feliz. She went to Paris, y'all. She just got back.
Are we interrupting your eating?
Sorry.
Like.
You brought them.
So I know.
Mm-hmm. See? This is what happens. I was fine without them. And then she comes over and doesn't bring one or two. She brings the entire bag. What's the girl to do? Come on, I've got a little one here that I'm trying to form.
Pick oh, and Twizzlers is going to help?
Yes, I'm creating
okay.
a lung today.
Okay.
there's some lung
creation
going on.
I was like, did she just? Yeah, she did.
Okay, so tell us about your trip.
It was great.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Tash. Jose de Guerre.
Yes, from what are you doing? And it's De Caris. What did you say?
De Caris.
Let's make everything French now. Okay. Are you good?
I'm blessed, man.
Listen,
I got two nostrils that work. I ain't feeling no pain.
Okay, so the trip was short, and 2 days. It was 18th and 19th, the conference. So it was psychiatry and psychology conference of 2018. Yes, and I did my keynote speech on living with Alzheimer's disease.
Uh-huh. Yes. No Grenada. See? Get your country straight.
There were two different conversations.
Oh. I'm just eating a Twizzler.
No, Jonathan. We weren't talking about you. Sorry. We're talking about...
Jose de Gac.
A family member. He's probably like,
I'm
his ears
sorry.
Are probably bleeding.
That
is not how you pronounce the last name for the last time.
Come on, you just gotta laugh at life. People are just too serious. Anyways, tell us about your French trip.
Well, I was trying.
Okay.
Do you want popcorn?
No, these are fine.
Like, you want like Skittles? Mm.
Do you have any?
No.
Okay.
So what is this, a movie? I'm getting really distracted.
I'm sorry,
of your eating.
But you're showing a lot of leg today, so I just thought maybe, you know.
No, this is the dress. Like, what do you want me to do?
That's a pretty open question.
Can
you continue with your conversation? Tell our viewers how your trip went to Paris, France. Really? They speak French? And the Eiffel Tower. Oh, guys, I gotta show you what she brought me.
Well, the trip, I'm gonna now get it in before she comes back. The trip was good. I met a lot of people, a lot of doctors.
It's a little baby Eiffel Tower. Look. And there's like...
Don't do it. Don't try to pronounce
it. There's a little engagement ring on there. Look, guys.
Okay, that's great. Give me that. Okay. Yes. So, I was able to do my speech, and that was a keynote speech, and I learned a lot from everyone that was attending. I made some very good contacts, and I made some new friends.
Parfait. That means perfect.
But I just wanted to say, too, like, while I was in Paris, my mom's nurse called. So, like, it just brought me right back that I was only 4 days.
That's it?
Yeah.
Felt like you were gone longer.
Oh, is that
No, I didn't. Mean? No, just actually felt like you were gone longer. Hi, Abigail.
Basically, to even plan a 4-day trip, you would think it would be easy, but it isn't. It's very difficult. And I was still called while I was there.
Why? What was wrong there? What happened?
Well, just the nurse couldn't get in, so I had to text. Like, it was just
wow, from Paris?
Yeah. I'm in Paris.
On the top of
the Eiffel Tower. Not Paris, Ontario.
Paris. France.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because that's how you say it.
No, you don't. You say it in
your Paris, France.
No, you say
Paris.
You say it however you say it.
So then why do you have to, like...
You don't have to say it like how they say it.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not French.
So what happens if you speak French?
Well,
you just don't count?
Okay, so...
You have to be born on Paris soil?
You're really digging those Twizzlers.
Yo. It's been like 10 years since I had one of these suckers.
Well, you're making up for it.
Trust me.
Okay, is that all?
I think that's it.
Okay, great. Good talk. Good to spread awareness. Anyways, today is called the longest day for obvious reasons. It's summer solstice, June 21st. First day of summer. And the Alzheimer's Society in the United States calls this the longest day to spread awareness. However, every day should be spreading awareness, is which what I say.
Was there anybody?
Oh my god.
Why did you bring them?
I don't know, you have kids. You have kids, you have two.
They had one each.
And a half.
I don't even think it's
I don't
half.
Know why you think that it's just for you.
You didn't bring them for me? Well, you should have expressed that before I tore up the whole bag.
Okay. Do you want to talk about anything Alzheimer related or? Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about when you're planning on going away. So when the thought process when I'm you have to excuse me, I'm very jet lagged.
And like expressive with her hands that are in my face.
Isn't that European? Well, it's okay for you to say
not
Paris.
Wearing deodorant is European.
First of all, anyways, are you wearing deodorant?
Not today. Could you tell?
I don't want to tell.
Well, that means I don't smell. Because if I did, then you wouldn't have. You'd be like, "Why do you smell like that?" And I'd be like, "Because I'm not wearing deodorant today."
We'll pretend we're on Facebook Live and people are watching. Okay, so when I go anywhere, which is not very often, I always have to think about these things. These are very, very current in my mind. I have to think about if my mom passes away while I'm gone, because that's a reality. And I think about, I hope my son's not home when it happens. And I think about, like, I have to give someone all the information on the funeral arrangements, because it's a process. So these aren't the average things that you think about when you go away, but it's on my mind. It's because it's a reality. So it goes with me. And I always have to have my phone on because I, you know, in case I get, in case, you know, the nurse has to call me or I hear any type of news. So sometimes, you know, it's never, you're never away from it, put it that way. You don't get a break. You got anything?
I got Twizzlers.
Okay, so this is a great talk.
Look, even Abigail's going to look for candy in the kitchen.
And if this was a candy advertisement, we would be, you know, this would be good.
So that's all you're going to say about your trip?
Well, I gave it, I guess, the sad part of the trip. I shouldn't say the sad part. The whole speech is about living with Alzheimer's, but it's basically to spread awareness for the caregiver, and like I do a lot of statistics in my speech. And the sad part is people still don't, the questions after are still Alzheimer's, like I didn't know that, I didn't know, like people still don't know.
Course.
But it's 100 years old. This
right,
disease is 100 years
okay,
old.
Okay, but in layman's terms, like, okay, so if someone were to say to me, you know, I just got diagnosed with cancer. Well, I know what cancer is, but until I actually sit down and hear specifics about the type of cancer this person might have or what their experience is going through it, I'm not going to know those things, like, until I hear firsthand from somebody that's telling me information that I don't know, and I wouldn't know unless I look it up or I research it or I know somebody firsthand going through it.
Okay, so there's 50 million people worldwide right now that have Alzheimer's disease. By 2050, there'll be 135 million.
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And 1 in 2 will probably develop it. So if it does, if you don't develop it, you're going to be looking after someone who has it. So it's going to affect you either way. You're going to be a caregiver, or you're going to know somebody that has it. Those are the stats.
Those are scary stats, and most people don't want to be scared. So they don't want to know.
Well,
sometimes
my first slide was be afraid. That's how I started my speech.
Damn,
you should
girl.
Because you should be afraid.
You don't want to live life like that. Like, that's kind of like be afraid of cancer, be afraid of AIDS, be afraid of everything out there because there's a possibility that you can catch that too. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to live life always worrying about what if.
Right, but the reason why cancer and heart disease and any other major illness has all these cures and medicine is because people are afraid. So they pump money into research and development of drugs for it. Nobody's afraid of Alzheimer's because they think it's an elderly disease. Meanwhile, people in their 40s and 50s can develop, or even their 30s, like my mom, right? So, you know, or you could be caregiving at the age of 30, like myself. Like, it's, you know, if you're not afraid, nobody's putting money. It's probably the third leading cause of death. So we're going to wait till we get it to be afraid.
That's usually how, unfortunately, that's how humans tend to be. It's like out of sight, out of mind until you're
okay,
forced
okay,
to have
are
to
you
kind
afraid
of,
to get are you afraid to get cancer?
Afraid? I would say yeah, that's a pretty good
okay,
description.
And because of that awareness, cancer awareness, and we're more I guess knowledgeable about the disease, we get in Canada anyways, Ontario, I shouldn't say that. We get cervical cancer screening that's mailed to you where you have to go and check. We get a notice from the government saying go and check, have a mammogram for breast cancer because there's awareness of it, right?
And as much as awareness, and I'm playing devil's advocate by the way, but as much as there is awareness for it, then you still have people who make the decision to smoke. You still have people who make the decision to carry out lifestyles that are very high risk.
Right, but still, they will probably still be the same people that will go and check to see if they have lung cancer.
And there are people that get lung cancer that don't smoke a day in their lives.
Right, but if they feel something, you'll go and check. Alzheimer's, you should be afraid because there's nothing that is, you're gonna, there's, it's asymptomatic.
Right, but when you say you should be afraid, well, if there's not really anything you can do and there's no cure, so I should just sit around and be afraid for something that could possibly happen?
No. You're taking it in the wrong context.
I'm asking.
No. I'm saying people, there's no money in it, which means we're not getting, like, okay.
Further
so,
along.
Right. So, okay, perfect example. Alzheimer's disease presents probably 10 years prior to symptoms, right? So you could have it and not, you could be asymptomatic for 10 years until you have symptoms now, right? So people with Alzheimer's in their family, such as myself, should be getting MRIs and being tested probably yearly for that disease.
Okay. And do you?
Well, I do. I get an MRI. But that's because I'm cognizant of it and I demand one. But it's not, nobody, the government's not sending me a notice saying, hey, go get an MRI, check your brain health. This is what I'm saying. All those other diseases, because there's so much money and research put into it where they can see this is how you might get it. If you have a lump, be careful. I'm talking about the fact that there's very little awareness of Alzheimer's, which is why it's just like, yeah, okay, but it is going to cripple our healthcare system. It costs, it was, the figure was like $16 billion in the States for the cost of Alzheimer's or dementia. And that's not counting unpaid caregiver hours. Prescription only for work at 6 months for most folks, and that's it.
Abigail wrote,
I started to think about myself since my mom died because my grandmother also suffered with it. Now I realize. Yep. And nobody knows, still nobody knows about this disease, even though a lot of people are suffering from it.
Well, let's put it to you like this. Before your mom got diagnosed and this became a huge everyday experience for you, were you knowledgeable about it? Did you know?
That's my whole point.
But did you know about it?
No, but then that's why I wrote the book, because even in 2000, even when I was starting to try to research about it, there was nothing out there. There was only medical, like, high level information about the disease. Nothing about how to live with it. Nobody know, like, even when you, right now, if that was 18 years ago, but right now there's still nothing. So like Karen's mom, she's had it for 4 years. When you get the diagnosis, yeah, you have Alzheimer's disease, that's it. There's not somebody saying, okay, well, you should check this and you should do this and this is what you should do. We're still 18 years later, we're still no further ahead to what should happen.
Steps to be
taken. Advocacy, research, like, you know, this is my issue. So decades are passing,
mm-hmm.
and we're still no further ahead with even a cure, a prescription that either slows it down significantly, nothing. And that's to me is scary. Like, even every epidemic we've had, there's been, like, there HIV was a big, huge epidemic, and at least now there's drugs that can help.
Or your life can still
right.
be lived with
right.
a cocktail.
Cancer, same thing. There's still hope where, you know, there's different therapies that, Alzheimer's, there's nothing. There is nothing that can regenerate your brain. Okay? Your neurons die and the synapses are broken and then that's it. And the drugs that they have are symptomatic.
What do you call it? The savage disease?
Yeah.
Excuse her for a moment. You want to take that?
No.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And we're back.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. And even, yeah, it's progressive and she'll get worse. So you just know eventually what's going to happen and how. how to brace yourself for each stage, but each stage comes with challenges.
What's the solution?
Well, we'll figure out a solution. Spreading awareness, doing these podcasts, reaching people, seeing if we can help.
Always look for the solution.
Okay, well, I don't want to run on today, and I'm really jet lagged.
You're showing a lot of leg.
Okay, all right.
We love you all. I'm going to enjoy the rest of these Twizzlers, which there are 4 left. I would share. Well, I say that because you guys are over there. If you're here, there's no guarantees. But, you want one?
No.
Okay. See? I offered. So guys, leave us a DM or even in the comments if there's anything that you guys want to cover on the next podcast. Questions, concerns, experiences, if you want to call in, if you want to be a guest, we'd love to have you and share your experience. We're grateful just for the support, the followers that continue to do the do, tune in to our podcast each week. We see ya.
Okay.
We love ya.
Till next week.
Whoa. I'm getting a hand in my face.
Okay, because this bye is long. Okay, bye. Thank you for watching.